and went to the hospital, but I didn't have her until the next day. And it was a long labor. And I remember all the nurses, the attendants, and the doctor were all male. All male. And I can remember in labor, hard labor, and they're all watching the Rose Bowl game or something like that on TV as I'm in labor. And the nurse was not. He was sitting reading the newspaper. And I remember getting really mad. And I said, I've decided I'm not having this baby. I'm getting up off this gurney and I'm going home. And I remember the nurse pulling his paper down and saying, oh, Carolyn, no, you're not. And he just put the paper back up. But all the other, you know, the doctor, my husband, the other nurses are all watching the football game on TV as I'm in labor. But it was all males. So it was tough. Yeah.
Did they eventually give you their undivided attention?
Finally, when I was actually having the baby. Yeah. Even the other nurse put his paper down so he could help me out. Yeah, so that's when I remember having my daughter, the first baby of the new year. They did a nice article in the paper, and we were on TV, and, you know, of course, they asked me, so what is she going to be when she grows up? And, you know me, I'm like, she's going to be a model. Oh, my gosh, did I catch hell for that from everybody. I would have said she was going to be president. I would say she was going to be this, but you had to say she was going to be a model. So, oh, yeah. People are very vocal in the military.